Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, December the 23rd, 2019, and I wish you all a very happy and wonderful Christmas and all the best to everybody, whether you celebrate Christmas or not. So I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's move on to the show for today without further ado. Well, the Democrats got what they wanted. And of course, that is something which actually did happen before. I'll be talking about that a little later, but it's totally absurd, and I'm not surprised that they are leery of submitting the details to the Senate for the Senate to be able to go ahead with its trial. So then I talk about Andrew Johnson's impeachment back in 1868, which was just like this one, just an attempted coup. They came up with another bunch of silly charges. So this precedent, this current precedent, was set actually more than 150 years ago. So I'm going to be talking about that. And then I will talk about what I call the final act, the message being that everything is fine, same as ever, can go on and on and on. But, you know, whatever is going on and on can't go on forever, and therefore it won't. So quite a lot to talk about. In fact, a very great deal to talk about, taking up more than half the show today. Then I shall talk a little bit about Afghanistan and what a mistake that was from the beginning. Donald Rumsfeld, who said to the Pentagon Special Inspector General, "I have no visibility info into who the bad guys are." Isn't that nice? So he just kind of like fought for the sake of fighting, and the war's still going on. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous, and I'm afraid that the United States is going to pay for this in a very devastating way. Well, so then I have some info that the mainstream media refuses to publish, courtesy of William Binney. Very important for you to listen to that. Then I talk about how the US has become a giant surveillance state, basically reauthorizing the FISA court for another 5 years, and quite frankly, everything being a complete mishmash of utter nonsense. And finally, we talk about the day that TV died, where in 2019, internet media consumption exceeded TV consumption for the first time ever. So something of interest, I think, to you all there. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So feel free, select any of the 3 shows from the Podbean archives, and if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they do talk about current affairs and it'll show you how I deal with them while they're still fresh in your mind. So let me finish with my contact information, starting with my email, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, Martin, plus the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. If you don't write this down, don't panic. It's on the Podbean page, right at the top in big letters. You can get it there. Now, I have, as I think you know, a Facebook and a Twitter page. So my Facebook has information just a little bit too short for the show. So that is at www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, no punctuation, all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, no spaces. Okay. Then a Twitter page I have, which gives you just a few one-liners each week, worth looking at from time to time, www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. RM, my initials, plus Wake Up Call, one word, no punctuation, all lowercase. RM, Wake Up Call. Right, ladies and gentlemen, well, again, I wish you all a wonderful Christmas, and I will be back on Friday with another synopsis of the show. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.